Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Yutes, Yerushalmi, and today's shir and the Masechta shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Yud Ches Mabez, Hakotz L'Shachas. The Mishnah had quoted a Machlokes Tanoim. The Mishnah back in the beginning of the Perek Ve'ilu Mafsikin, where we're in Perek Ve'ilu Mafsikin now. The Mishnah back on Daf Tezayin had listed off all of the realities that would distinguish and be machalic between the fields and make them into two different fields. Maybe it's a din daraisa, maybe it's a din derabanan, the nachal, the shlulis, the different drachim and the shvilim. And the last halacha of the Mishnah was hakotz l'shachas. If somebody starts harvesting the wheat before it became ripe, so the rest of the wheat was ripe, but I wanted to give it to my animal to eat. So I harvested the whole middle line of the field in order to give it to my animal. So does that create now two fields? Because the rest of the wheat isn't ripe yet. Or do I look at, and therefore you would have to give payah from each one. Or do I say, no, this is the beginning of the harvest. You know, this is not ripe yet, but it could be looked at as tchilas ketzira of the entire field. And eventually, you know, you'll continue, and you'd only have to give one payah. So Rabbi Meir said, hakotz l'shachas is mafsik. It is mafsik. It is called its own ketzira, and then you have to give two payahs. And the chachamim say, no, eino mafsik elim kin charash. Rabbi chachamim say, it's not mafsik unless afterwards you went and plowed it over. If you didn't plow it over, you just cut the wheat, so then that would not be enough of a hefsek, and I come and say it's one peah. So now says the Gemara, Hakotz l'shachas, Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Elazar. So Reb Zeira, or Reb Zeira, had an understanding of Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir said that if you're a Hakotz l'shachas mafsik, if you harvest in order to give to the animals the unripe wheat, it is mafsik. Rabbi Zeira understands Rabbi Meir as having another requirement too. It must be only if that shachas that he's cutting is also chayiv in peah somehow. If that's chayiv in peah, so then that's going to create, which we already had a little bit similar idea to yesterday, right? We had in the end of yesterday's daf, is there at least in the Havamina, is there a chilik between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of how wide? So we said, if it's its own, if it's chayiv in peah, so then maybe even a kol shehu. And even if it's not chayiv in peah, you need to have a more minimum of a width. So we're going to use a similar type of idea. Well, how do you know that from? How does Rabbi Zeira, how do you know that he says that about Reb Meir and our Mishnah, because he says, Reb Zeir, B'shir, Reb Elazar, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Because Reb Meir in our Mishnah and Reb Yehuda in Meseches Menachos hold the same Shita. And he's going to compare them. And in that comparison, we're going to see he holds that Rabbi Meir, he's going to assume that Rabbi Meir holds that it has to itself be Chayiv and Peah in order for it to be a significant harvest itself. And therefore, that would be enough to be Mafsik. Where do we see that? Kamad, Rabbi Meir, Amar, Hakotz l'shachas. And he compares this to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda. Well, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The Ma'arav Fulda quotes from Maseches Menachos that we know that one is not allowed to eat. The Isser of Chadash is one is not allowed to eat from the Omer, from the new grain, before one brings the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. Right, and the Gemara even says, based on the Drasha, one not only is not allowed to eat the Omer, but one is not allowed to even cut grain. Not allowed to eat grain before the Omer, one is not allowed to even cut grain. Kitsiras, wheat and grain beforehand is aser, right? The Rambam quotes that halacha is based on Gemara Menachos and Daf Ayin Aleph. The Rambam quotes all the halachas of Omer and Hilchos Tvidin and Musafin in Perek Zayin, and he goes through the whole process of the Omer. Ein Mivian Minchazu Ela Meretz Yisrael. Shemar Vavas Vavesim Es Omer Eshik Esirich Malakoyin. Mitzvah Zalavu Menakarov Vechulu. Mitzvah Zali Katzer Balayla Belo Shisha Aser. Mitzvah to cut it that night, the second night of Pesach. Mitzvah Zalavu Menakama Lobatzol Yavim Mina Orim. All the halachas, maybe we'll read some more a little bit later. But the Rambam skipping now. He says Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. Aser Liksar Be'eretz Yisrael Min Mechameshas Minei Tvua Kodem Liksiras Omer. Not allowed to harvest it. Not allowed to cut it. Even before. I'm not going to eat it. Still, maybe this could also be on the list of Siyag Daraisa. Add this to the list. The Isser Daraisa of Ketziras HaOmer before the Omer. Even though the Omer itself is only brought from barley. If you remember, and the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos is brought from wheat. But still, the Omer is going to matter all the grains. So one is not allowed to harvest any grains, right, before the Omer is brought. Shenema Reishis Ketzirchem. The Omer is not only supposed to be the first thing that's brought and that matters, but it's supposed to be the first harvest. Reishis Ketzirchem. Sheitchila l'chal anexarim. Right, it has to be tefillah for all nixarim. And the Rambam adds, based on the Mishnayos, Bamed Varamurim, Bekatzir, Sherav, Ra'i Lahavi Mena Omer. Okay, only superior type of grain. Or I should say, not inferior. Aval Beis HaShlachin, Sheba Amakim, Hoel, Ve'eno, Ro'i, Lavi, Himenu, Kotzir, Asom, Lefei Omer, Avalo Yigdosh. Right, you're allowed to harvest even inferior type of grain as long as you don't make it into piles, but you can at least harvest it. That's based on Mishnah is there. So, with that context, the Mara Fulda says that one is not allowed to harvest before. But what if you harvest it very early, before it's Havashlish? So that might not be called a Ksira. That's not called a Ksira. Bamed Devar Mamurim says the Mara Fulda, quoting from Menachos, when do you say that one is not allowed to cut, or when is there any heter to cut? Kishislo kodem shevi shlish, azmuta litzer l'shachas achar shevi shlish. If you started very early, if I started before the grain became ripe, that's not called a Ksira. So I'm allowed to start that as long as I started it before it brought a shlish, before it grew a third. But if it didn't grow a third, I'm sorry, before it grew a third, then I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to be kosher. That's not called a ketzira. And if I did that, I'm allowed to continue even after. V'hainu taima, dekivat shehiskel kodem shehevi shlish, lo haya az b'chiv of peya. Before the hava shlish, that's not called a ketzira. And there's no chiv of peya yet, as we know. V'chol ketzira sheina b'chiv of peya lav ketzira hi. And any ketzira, any harvesting that does not lead to a chiv of peya, that's not called a ketzira. Both in terms of harvesting before the Omer, and as we'll see, harvesting in your field in order to create a separation. Aval achar shevi shlish asiyah l'chiyav peya. But once havash shlish comes, then there's a chiyav of peya, and therefore it's called a ketzira, and I'm not allowed to do that before the omer. And then he quotes the drasha that the Rambam just quoted: ketziras omer tzarach lios kodem l'chala ketziros v'kiva de batzidu le delo mikri ketzira ela mashu chayev bepeya v'gam kotzer l'shachas sfira le davi ketzira maya achar shevi shlish. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. The Gemara says again: Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold the same shita. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in Menachos. And what is that? Just like Rabbi Meir says, hakotzer l'shachas mafsik, that if I cut it early, it's still called a ketzira. Rabbi Yehud, Kain Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kotzel Shachas Mavsik. If I'm cutting for Shachas, if I'm cutting after it grew a third, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's already called a good ketzira, it's already called Nechshav a ketzira, and it is Mavsik. But the other way too, Kamad Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chiyav, Bepeya Mavsik. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Why is it that once it grows a third, I'm not allowed to cut it? Because that's called a ketzira, Lagabe, Omer, because it's already chayv and peya. So that's why the fact that Bezerah relates that to our Mishnah, Ken Rabbi Meir Omer Chiyav Aveya Mafsik. So he's saying that so too, the Ketzira that takes place in the middle of the field, in order to be Mafsik between the field, that also would be only if there's a Chiyav Aveya created from that hefsek, right? So that is the drasha or bzeira, and you see the fact that he compares it to Rabbi Yehuda over there in Menachos. So that shows that there are two requirements: that it has to have grown a certain amount, right? And it's even though it's early, but also there is an independent chiyuv of peya, right? And that's the comparing the two. Says the Gemara. Really, Vashkachinan, I'm sorry, statement, Vashkachinan, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Chiyav, Bepeya, Mafsik. And we find elsewhere also that Rabbi Meir holds that the cutting, the harvesting in the middle of the field, that would be Mafsik for Peya, would have to have a Chiyah of Peya itself in order to be considered a significant cut. Rabbi Meir himself, just a note about Rabbi Meir. No, let's just finish the line first, and then we'll make a comment. V'ashkechinu de Meir omer Chiyah b'peya mafsik. Hada d'tani, we learned in a brisa, achlo govai. What if grasshoppers ate from the store, the middle area, right? The whole middle area, and grasshoppers ate from it. Kirsamu anemalim, or ants destroyed it. Why use a different lashon between achla and kirsamua? So the mafarshim explain. If you look in the Ras Yirlio, the grasshoppers eat it from top to bottom, and that's why it's called achla. They eat it and then they go down. And the nemalim, the ants start at the bottom and they destroy it from the bottom to the top. So that's why kirsamua nemalim, a different word is used. Shavarta aruach, meaning all of these natural occurrences, I didn't harvest it. but some other occurrence did. Shivar taruach, the wind broke it down, o behema, or some other. So there's a word here, petura. So the word petura is really quoting from the Mishnah elsewhere, or the Tosefta elsewhere, where it says, if all these things happen in a regular field, petura. We're trying to use that case to relate to Rabbi Meir's cutting in the middle of a field. So there's a question, most Mepharshim take out the word petura here. You see in the Tosefta and the Bavli, when it relates to our case, petura, because we're talking about a hefsek. Is it mafsik? Is it not mafsik? But we're quoting it from the context elsewhere of just having it, this type of situation, whether it's chayv and pay or not. But it's the same idea. Rabbi Meir is saying that all of these, are machayev for you. So if they're not a machayev for you in general for payah, if it's in the middle of the field, it's also not going to be mafsik, because Rabbi Meir requires that you have to have a chiyuv of peah on that line that's in the middle. Hakol, and the brisa continues, hakol modim imcharash mafsik. If you had plowed this instead of the insects destroying it, it would be mafsik. Imlo charash eno mafsik. But if you did, since you didn't plow, then it's mafsik. So what's the difference? It's physically, you have this line in your field that separates the two sides. So says the Gemara, Mani Hakol Modim. Who is the Hakol Modim here? Right? That, what we would say, that everybody agrees that if you were Choresh Mafsik and if not, not. So Lo Rabbi Meir, isn't it Rabbi Meir, Omar Mipnei Shu Pater Peya? And the reason Rabbi Meir says that if the insects destroyed it, there would be a Pter from Peya. Avalam Haya Chayiv Afil Lo Choresh Mafsik. But if it would be Chayiv in Peya, somehow, so then, even without the Charisha, right, unlike the Chachamim in the Mishnah, you wouldn't have to plow it to be Mafsik, even just the cutting itself would be Mafsik. So you see also from here, not only from Reb Zera's comparison, that when Reb Meir says, okay, we said one Yesod already so far, when Reb Meir says that if you do a Kitzira in the middle of your field, it's Mafsik, it's not called the beginning of your harvest, even though you're doing it early. Reb Meir says that's only if that separation area is also Chayiv and Peah. And if it's not, like the comparison to Rabbi Yehuda by Menachos, and also the contrast to the insects in our Mishnah. A couple of points on this brisa. First of all, we're talking about trying to figure out the shitas Rabbi Meir. Do we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Do we not paskin like Rabbi Meir? That's always a question. If you look back in the Mishnah, when we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, we generally paskin against Rabbi Meir, right? We paskin that Eino Mafsik Elim Kein Charash. The Gemara in Eirvin talks about, very unusual, usually the Gemara doesn't say why we paskin like a certain opinion and why not. The Gemara in Eirvin, Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, quotes why we generally don't follow Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Eirvin Yud Gimel in the Bavli, Goli V'yadua L'Fanemisha Amar V'haya Ha'olam, She'ein B'dorosh Rabbi Meir Kamoso. Right, Hashem knew. Hashem knew that Rabbi Meir is the smartest in his generation, the sharpest in his generation. Ein bedoro kamoso. Lo kavo halacha kamoso. So why isn't the halacha like Rabbi Meir? Shelo yachlu chaverav la'amod al sov daito. He was so brilliant that his students couldn't keep up with him and couldn't understand the transmission of his Torah. Shehu omer al tamei tahar umar lo panim al tahar. Tamei umar lopanim, umar lopanim. Tamei tar, umar lopanim altar, tamei umar lopanim. So he would give svaras lakan lakan. This is tamei, I'll tell you why it's tar. This is tar, I'll tell you why it's tamei. So he was so brilliant that he gave so many svaras that it was confusing to the Talmidim. Rashi, lo yachlu lahavin be'ezeh dvarav nachonim, u be'ezeh ein dvarav nachonim, shayenosin das miyushav, v'hagun al ein halacha kehalacha. He used to explain both sides of an argument so well and so convincingly that nobody could keep up with it. And therefore, you know, it was not something that the Chachamim thought would be good for Klal Yisrael in terms of Psak. Skip a couple of lines. The Gemara even says, Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this is what led to it. We'll see in a minute. Talmud Ailor Rabbi Meir V'sumchus Shmor. Meir had a Talmud. Sumchis was his name. Shahaya Omer al kol davar v'davar shel tuma arba'im mushmon etami tuma v'al kol davar v'davar shel tara arba'im mushmon etami tara. He was able to say 48 reasons why something is tameh and 48 reasons why something is tar. Next line, Tana Talmud Vasikaya Biyavna Shemitara Zashratim and May have a Hamishim Tamim. Maybe this type of limud led to this, as we'll see in the Ben Yoyad in a minute. There was a Talmud and Yavna that thought 150 reasons why a sheretz should be tahar. Asheris is an avatuma, but he thought it should be tahar. Amar, and he said just one. The Gemara gives one svara. Ani adun vatarenu. Uma nacha shememis umar betuma. A snake kills and is mar betuma tahor, and yet a snake is not one of the shmonis ratzim. Sheretz shein memis umar betuma lo koshigain. So a sheretz which is not memis and mar betuma surely should be tar. If a snake is the source of evil, the symbol of evil, that's not one of the shratzim. So a sheretz, which is not as evil, surely, you know, shouldn't be metame. So he came up with this asvara why a sheretz should be tar. Rabbeinu Bachai, by the way, if you remember, Parshas Shminui says, you know why a snake is not tame? We don't want anybody to think twice before they see a snake and killing it. Oh, I'm going to become tame. You know, that's why, Darche HaDarche Noam, the Rabbeinu Bachai says there in Parshas Shmini. But anyway, this is the Gemara about Rabbi Meir, that he was so brilliant that Chachamim were a little scared. The Ben Yehoyada says, but one second, but if he was so smart and brilliant, so don't you think he would be able to tell us Talmidim and convince them of the true Svara then? So he says no. He says it could be that they'll be so convinced by one of the sides and Rabbi Meir will do such a good job that way, so the other way, the Chachamim and the Talmidim won't be as focused on, and won't be able to get that, so to speak, out of their head. Right? He says, Avo misha be'emeshu atzmo osa stiro l'dvarim, umara lohem she'ein zoha emes. Even though he'd be able to tell them, no, that's wrong, what I said half an hour ago. Chashu chachamim, im yikvu halacha kidvarav, yaharu acherim, al kfiyas halachazu. Maybe now he's just telling us Acharifus the other way. Maybe we shouldn't be trusting this one. It'll be too much. It'll be too much. The Talmidim and the Chachamim felt, and therefore a mayor was obviously a Baki Otsum, but the Halacha is not Kamoso. He's not the one that we should follow, says the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, and the Ben Yoyada, which shows that to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, it's not just about how smart you are and how brilliant, but it's about the transmission itself, right? That's a thought I've mentioned in past years, I think for Abishim Rav Gifter, I think it is, but that's the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Ches, where the Gemara there discusses all the Talmidim of Hillel, all the amazing Talmidim of Hillel. But the Gemara says some of the Talmidim of Hillel were as great as the, should have deserved the sun stopping, like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And some of them were, right, it says Shloshim Mehem. Where's the Lashon? Shmona Talmidim Ha'yil Hillel Azaken. There were 80 Talmidim to Hillel. Shlosha Me'em Ru'im Shadishalem Shechina K'Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were Ra'uli that the Shechina should rest on them, like in the days of Moshe. And 30 of them Ru'im Shatambo Lam Chama Ki Yoshua Benun. Like the sun should stop. Shemesh Begivon Don. Esrim Benonim. And the Esrim Benonim. Gadol Shebekulan Yonas Ben Uziel. He was the greatest. Yonas Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulam Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He was the smallest Talmud. And then the Gemara goes through what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Iniach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halacha Zagados Tiktuke Tari. He knew everything. Halacha, Kalvachomer, Gzeir Shava, Gematria, Sichas Malachei Ashares, right, the angels talking, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekolim, the trees, Davar Kazan, Davar Gadol, Havayis, Havayi, Varav. He knew everything. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he was the Katan Shebekulan. So I think it was Rav Gifter who said, and he was the Katan Shebekulan. But who is the Gadol Ador? Who is the one that made a difference in Klal Yisrael? The Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why was that? Why not Rabbi Yosef ben Uziel? Not all the other Talmidim that are unnamed here. The leader of Klal Yisrael that generation was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why? Because it's not just about how much you know, but it's about how you can transmit it. And what kind of transmitter one is. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the greatest transmitter of Torah in that generation. To make it palatable to people, to make it something that people could take home with them, and to make part of their lives, and relate to. That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's you contrast that Gemara with our Gemara about Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir because he was unbelievable, but, you know, every Gadol has their own unique powers and attributes. The Gemara says he was too beyond, maybe unrelatable, so to say, a little bit to other Talmidim in terms of psak halacha. Obviously, Rabbi Meir, we can't say anything negative about Rabbi Meir. But that's the, put this Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Ches, along with that Gemara, of Rabbi Meir in, Erevin. One point. Number two, look in the, Ras Tzir Leo. Here, where the Ras Tzir Leo, if you remember, said, the Gemara said that if the, plants are eaten by grasshoppers or by ants, so then there's no chiyuv, because that's not called a katsira. There is one of the achronim I saw in the back that tries to be matstik the girsa, that, you know, even though we take out the girsa, we say the girsa, the word petura is only there from the other context, which talks about the field itself being pater, but not for the hefsik issue. But if you look, I saw one of the achronim, Or Yitzchak, says, maybe the word peya, he says, mitzvah leilu liyashiv agirsa shelofaneinu. It's a mitzvah if you can be miyashiv it. So he says, what the context? Sometimes you find the word petura in this mesechta, he says, petura, you don't have to give more payas than you think. One paya is enough. That's what petura might mean. So he says here too, maybe that's what it means, that if all of these animals are in the middle, it's petura. What does that mean? It's not called a kitsira, and therefore you only have to give one paya from both sides. That's how you could keep the word petura. It doesn't mean that you're part of different pay. It itself is part of different pay. It's going on the fields. Amrina shu niftar may osan asadus rak bepeya achas al shteyem. V'chashiv osa kesada achas belishim hefsik. Ukefizem atzinu nami kan ba'osu ha'inyan. And he says, kein nirali me Hashem Yisbarach. That's why I think there's a way to keep the girsa of petura. But if you look in the Rashi Leo, he continues and says, one second. Didn't we learn earlier in the beginning of this mesechta that even if you don't harvest it, even if you rip it out with your hands, that also is a chayav peya. If you look earlier back on Daf Yud Beizam and Aleph, right, we had a drasha that said not only kotzer, but even tolesh and even oker. So what's the difference between tolesh and oker? I didn't use the regular way. I didn't use a sickle or a scythe or whatever that's called, right? So too if I use a grasshopper. What's the difference? They're both not normal katsira. So what's the difference between a person ripping it out with his hands versus an animal eating it? So the Gemara, the Rasilio says, V'yafa gav dila el rabinon afilu oker v'tolesh, even though earlier we included hainu mishum di bai katsarle. That's only because the person ripping it could have used a harvesting instrument. V'dami l'roi l'bila de'ain bila ma'akeves. It's similar to the din of Reb Zeira of Kalaroi Labila. We know the halacha in Meseches Menachos. If somebody brings a Karan Mincha, it has to be able to be mixed. The oil and the flour have to have the ratio able to be mixed. If somebody says, I promise to bring 61 esronin of flour, then you have to bring it in 2 kalim. Why? 60 in one in the other. Why? Because 60 esronin is the maximum that is mixable properly with the oil. I asked the Gemara, but you don't need to mix it at all. Even if you never mix the mincha, it's kosher. So the answer is no. Reb Zeira says you need the ability to mix it. Roy Labila. You need the potential of Bila of mixing, even though you don't actually need the mixing. So that's why if you bring 59, that's okay. 60, okay. 61 is not okay. So you some halachas, you need the potential. So here too, says the Rashi Leo, as long as you have the potential to harvest it, that's called a harvesting, even if you're oker and you're tolesh. But the animal has no potential. Right after that, aval achla govai tanafla kula sulo shayach be katzir vein roy labila makeves. Right, a person could do the regular harvesting, so it's okay if he didn't, and it's still chayif. But if you didn't even do the harvesting at all, that is not allowed. Where do you get this from? This idea, the svara, the Tosfos in Menachos asks, you know, how does Reb Zeira know? So we have a limit from the Torah Shel Peh that you don't actually need to do it. So how do you know that you need it at all? How do you know you need it at all? If you don't need to do it, so how do you know you need it at all? Tosfos in Menachos, Yudches on the base. V'im Tomar, Minale Diliboy Roy Labila, Me'achar Dibila Lo Ma'akla. Reb Zeira never quotes a makar for this. He just quotes that this is the halacha by the Torah Shel Peh, by the flower. So he says, Minale Diliboy Roy Labila, since Bila's not Ma'ake. V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, Svara Ba'almahu. It's a Svara. Why? Tekiva, the Kutz of Echvana Bila, Diliboy Lachalapachas Roy Labila. The Torah says to mix it. You're going to tell me, you don't even need the potential to mix it. The Torah says to mix it. If the Torah says that you should do something, then the Tosfos understands that at least you should need the ability to do that. Right? And Chazal have this in a number of contexts. Right? Chazal have this by mikvah, ro'i l'bias mayim. Right? Ro'i l'bias mayim. Right? By beis hastarim, when somebody goes to the mikvah, a woman doesn't have to keep her mouth open or her eyes open when she goes into the mikvah. But she's allowed to have a chatzitza in her mouth and in her eyes and in the beis hastarim. And why? That's called ro'i l'bias mayim, right? That's the Gemara in Nida on Daf Samach Vav Mabes, right? Ro'i l'bias mayim. Bila, mikra bikurim, chalitza, right? All of those have a certain amount of ro'i that is needed. The Rishonim quote Roy Labila even beyond the cases that the Gemara has. It's interesting that the Ritva, other Chachmei Sfarad also, the Ritva in Sukkah quotes Roy Labila at least three times, just in Masechta Sukkah, maybe more, the way the Gemara doesn't have it. Daf Beis, the Ritva quotes. Remember that Daf Beis Man Aleph in Sukkah, the Gemara discusses three different reasons why Sukkah is not allowed to be Lamala Me'asher Mama. First one is that it has to be the first one is Laman Yedid Arasechem, so Shalta Ba'ena, and Reb Zeira says, because the Schach have to be coming from the schach and not the walls, right? Based on a pasuk in Yishayo, v'sukkah tiel etzel yomam mechor v'adesrim ama adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah lamal meyasrim ama in adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel tfanis. Right? If your sukkah is very high, then you're sitting in the shade of the walls and not sitting in the shade of the schach. So says Abaya. And what if you're sitting between two very tall mountains? So then, even if you have a short sukkah. Even if you have a short sukkah, the shade's going to be coming from the mountains and not from the schach, right? Osa sukkah b'ashros kanaim hachanami delo lehevi sukkah. So the Gemara answers, hasam dal ashros kanaim ika tzel sukkah. Hacha dal tefanos leka tzel sukkah. Right? So what is that? So that's as long as the mountains are removed, so inherently it's still going to be a sukkah that is ra'ui. Says the Gemara continues. Let me just see one more. He could have said it there, but he says it on the next piece. It says by Abaya, you need sukkah diras harai. So Abaya says, and what if you build mechitzel shel barzel? Right, if you build metal walls, that's not a diras harai. So the Gemara says, because less than 20 amos could have been built with diras with walls that are harai, that's good enough. Says the Ritva, Reb Zeira, Roy, it's roi for diras harai if it's less than 20 amos, so that's good enough. That's one place, Reb Zeira, he quotes Reb Zeira. He also quotes Reb Zeira, again, maybe we don't have time to do all of them, on the Mishnah at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nifridu Alav Kasher. If the branches of the Lulav separated, so then it's still Kasher. As long as that, not Nifritsu. Nifridu Alav Kasher, says the Ritva. Ava Gavdiksiv Kafus, Lulami Chei Kafus, but doesn't Kafus mean it has to be tied together? Kivan Sher Roy Lechboso, Ein Kvisa Makavesbo. Since it's roi, if they're separated, you can tie them together. So then that's all you need. You just need roi to tie them together. You don't need the actual tying together. So that's another one. And the Ritva, I think the other one we mentioned recently somewhere in Ishir, where the Ritva discusses what you're supposed to do, think about later on in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, what are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So the three different days in the Rishonim. Tosva says, keep going. Why? Because you can't be mafsik during Shmona Esrei. Shomei Ka'ona, you can't be mafsik. Rashi says, well, we paskin, stop and listen. And therefore, it's not enough of a hefsik, but it's good enough for you to be yotzei. But the Ritva says, like Tosas, keep going. Why? What about Shemei Kona? Why? Because he says, Shemei Kona wouldn't work. Not that Shemei Kona would be too good, and it would be a hefsik, like Tosas says. It wouldn't work, because you could only use Shemei Kona where you yourself would be able to say it yourself. Roi Labila. Where you're roi to say it, so then you can be yotzei Shemei Kona and be yotzei with someone else. But if you can't say it yourself, so then Reb Zeira, the din, wouldn't apply in that case. Those are a little bit about Roy Labila, which the Rosh Sirlio here brings up. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Ki ditaninan taman. Where did we have the Rabbi Yehuda that Reb Zeira quoted? We have it over there in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos. Am Rabbi Yudin. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said. That's what the Yerushalmi calls Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda. E masai bizman shehizkalat shelo hevi shlish. When are you allowed to cut the omer before hava shlish? That's when, not cut the omer, cut grain before the omer. Before hava shlish, because that's not called the ketzira. You're not chayiv in peah there, as we said, and therefore that's why it's mutter. Aval, now we're medayik from that line though. Avalim hevi shlish, asur liksar. But if it already had a hava shlish, then you're not allowed to cut the grain before the omer. Isudar Aisa. Yiksar chayiv peah, because if you would cut it would be chayiv in peah, once there's hava shlish. V'davar shu chayiv peah mafsik. And also, something that's chayiv in peah is mafsik, like we said here, in Rabbi Meir. So we're combining Rabbi Meir by peah, and Rabbi Yehuda by Menachos. Right, those two, we're putting those two shittas together. Reb Zeira said the following. Kama, again, boy, often in the Yerushalmi does not mean question, but it means wanted to say. Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hischil Ad Shalom Hevi Yishlish Vafilu Hevi Yishlish Padrim and Alekem and Ashechem and Apeya. As long as you started before Avashlish, it is okay to continue after you're ready Padr, because the Ketzira started in his Manab Tur. Kain Rabbi Meir Omer, so too Rabbi Meir brings that Kula over. Hischil Ad Shalom Hevi Yishlish Vafilu Hevi Yishlish Padrim and Alekem and Ashechem and Apeya. Requires makes it a hefsek if it's chayiv and peah, but if you started early, you started the harvest before the avos shlish, then Rabbi Meir would be maskim to the kula of Rabbi Yehuda that you could continue even after havas shlish. That's a chiddush that we would relate that even to the kula side of Rabbi Yehuda, bringing it over to Rabbi Meir. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Amen Hashem, next time we will continue with this next mishnah, the second mishnah here in the second perek of Maseches Peah.